This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters, welcome again to our Learn Deen Daily platform on the series A Beautiful Journey, 100 Key Advices from the Quran. Our journey is to acquire, apply and advocate the advices from the Quran. And subhanallah, these are so profound and powerful that each advice can actually transform our lives. So we proceed further with the advices from the Quran in the session 2. The advice comes from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 264, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tubtilu sadaqatikum bil manni wal adha. O you who have believed, do not invalidate your charities with reminders. Again, we put this in perspective of 3 A's as an action plan. We need to acquire this understanding that whenever we do any kind of charity, it is absolutely discouraged and it is absolutely not worthy to remind it to people. And this is the understanding which we need to gain in our lives, because at one point or the other, we do pay charity, walhamdulillah, within our own capacities. But we need to ensure that we should never ever remind people about it. We need to apply this in our lives in a practical sense, that whenever we do any charity, and we do so, subhanallah, sometimes we bring a thought in our minds and we sometimes also, you know, boast and remind people about the favors that we have done towards them. And this is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that Allah will invalidate your charities with reminders. You know, the charity that goes with the reminder, with the favors that you are trying to proclaim and trying to, you know, show your ihsan on others. Subhanallah, this is something which is completely disliked. And the major failure is that it actually invalidate your charity. So no one wants to pay charity and, you know, lose their rewards, subhanallah. So in order for us not to lose our rewards, we need to ensure that we do not remind people about it. And we need to advocate it as well. After applying in our lives, we need to advocate it. We need to teach and preach people that whenever you do any kind of charity, don't remind people about it. Don't boast and don't show pride on those acts. Because if you are sincerely doing for the sake of Allah, it is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the best one to reward you for that charity. The next advice comes from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 275, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَاء. But Allah has permitted trade, business, commerce, and has forbidden interest, usury, riba. So Allah Rabbul Izzah, He is giving this command for us to first and foremost, as always, acquire this understanding. What is permissible and what's not. We as Muslims are driven with the principles of Islam, and we need to ensure that we always do things which are permissible, and that is trade, business, commerce, and we need to be away from something which is haram, which is forbidden and not permissible, and that is usury of any kind. We need to prevent ourselves in that, and that is the application part. Once we know that it is completely forbidden in Islam, we need to apply in our lives by not getting closer to it, not getting involved in it in by any means or capacity. And we need to also preach it to others as well, that how severe this sin is, that where Allah Rabbul Izzah and His Rasul will wage a war against that person who gets involved in riba, in interest, in usury. May Allah Rabbul Izzah always protect us from that. The next advice comes from Surah Al-Baqarah again, Surah number 2, ayah number 280, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَإِن كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةِ فَنَذِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٌ وَأَن تَصَدَّقُوا خَيْرًا لَكُمْ إِن كُنتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And if someone is in hardship, is in problem, is in challenge, then let them postpone the debts, their debts, until a time of ease comes into that. But if you give charity, then it is better for you if you only know. Now, again, we need to acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that whenever we give debt, a credit to anyone, for khair, to our brother, to our sister, to our loved ones, to our friend, to whoever, we need to ensure that when they are in difficulty, we should give them time to repay. Postpone the payback, time. Give them comfort level and ease so that they can actually not get into more difficulty. So the beautiful command comes, and this requires application, our practice. At some point or the other, again, we might have given, or we will give the loan, a soft loan to anyone. We need to ensure that when we want it back, it should not become hard for them. At the same time, it should be something which can delay a matter. If you're not in problem, it is always better. And if you are capable, if you are not in need of that payback, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if you give this as a charity, then that is better for you. And this is something which is highly rewardable, subhanallah. And we need to advocate it again to people out there, that if you are able to give people chance, give them time, give them and provide them ease and comfort in terms of paying the debt back. And if the best option would be that you actually forgive it and you treat it as a charity. The next advice comes from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 286, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah does not charge a soul except with that within its capacity. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives a beautiful formula, and that again we need to understand it in the context of 3 A's as an action plan. We need to acquire this understanding that whatever happens in your life, whatever challenge, problem, obstacle, difficulty, hardship that you go through, it is something that you and I can bear. Subhanallah. This itself is a relaxing point for many of us. We need to ensure that Allah is not going to put a burden which we cannot bear. So we should not be worried that, things are so difficult that I'm not able to bear it anymore and so forth. We need to ensure and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His words, where Allah says, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not put a burden on you which you cannot bear. This is the understanding and the belief that we need to have. And we need to apply it in our lives. Whenever we have a problem, a difficulty, a challenge, we should deep down in our hearts feel that this is something which I can bear. This is something that is within my capacity. This is something that I can actually handle, inshallah, with the help and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is how you can actually deal with the problem. None of us can get away from the problem, but we can actually deal with the problem with sensible approach. And we need to advocate it to others as well. There are a lot of people who gets into depression, who gets into, sickness, and who gets into so many kind of, mental blockade. We need to tell them that, look, you are going to be tested based on your capacity. The problems, the challenges, all that you have in your life is something which you can bear. And this comes as a relaxing point for every one of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to bear and deal with the issues in our life in a most perfect manner, inshallah. Another advice comes from Suratul Ali Imran, Surah number 3, Ayah number 8, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us how we need to pray. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. Our Lord, let not our hearts deviate after you have guided us, and grant us from yourself mercy. Indeed, you are the bestower. My brothers and sisters, this is the understanding that we need to acquire, that we need to pray to Allah for us to keep guided. We need to ask this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a practical sense to help us be guided. Indeed, the guidance is the most important thing in our lives, my brothers and sisters. It is far superior than any wealth that we might have acquired. It is far greater than anything that we have in our hands and in our lives. Better than guidance, there is nothing. And so we ask Allah that the beautiful blessing that Allah has given in terms of guidance, making us believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, and making us those who are going to inshallah bi idhnillahi ta'ala guided, we are again asking Allah by applying this ayah in our lives, by asking Allah that, O our Lord, let not our hearts deviate away from the truth, from the guidance after you have guided us. And this we want out of the mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, without the mercy of Allah, we will be lost, my brothers and sisters. It is the mercy of Allah that we need every moment of our lives in this world. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we would require for us to get into Jannah. Without the mercy of Allah, none shall enter into Jannah, not even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we know that he himself said that none will enter into Jannah only based on the deeds that he has. We know that there is no one better than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself in deeds, but he himself would require mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gain guidance, to gain Jannah. And this is something which we need to always keep in mind. The most precious thing in our lives is guidance. So we always ask Allah to keep us guided. And we also need to advocate people. There is no guarantee of your guidance that you will be guided always, forever, until you die. Subhanallah. Therefore, we need to advocate, teach and preach people and let them understand that the idea is that we require the help of Allah to be guided. And that's the reason every salah we say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Every salah, every rak'ah, we say this, subhanallah, asking Allah to keep us on the straight path, on the guidance. So the advice that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to ask Allah for keeping us, on the guided path, on the path that is pleased by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another advice comes from Suratul Ali Imran, Surah number 3, Ayah number 92, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, never will you attain the good, piety, al-birr, reward, until you spend in the way of Allah from that which you love. And whatever you spend, indeed Allah is knowing of it. My brothers and sisters, we need to acquire again this understanding, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us a lesson that in our lives, we will never be able to attain piety and goodness until we give up that which we love the most. Understand the formula of life, my brothers and sisters, that this requires call for action. Applying this in our lives, meaning that there is no prize without sacrifice. There is no prize without sacrifice. No gain, no pain, and no gain. Subhanallah, this is the formula of life. So we need to ensure that we give up that which we love the most for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is how we can actually attain al-birr, attain goodness and, you know, reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to advocate this beautiful advice as well to others and let them also understand, for you to achieve birr, for you to achieve goodness and righteousness, you need to give up that which you love the most. When you give up that which you love the most for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will pay you back with that which is much better than what you have paid or what you have given for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a beautiful understanding and advice that we need to have. We need to apply it in our lives and advocate it to others as well, that we need to ensure that we give up that which we love the most for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another advice comes from Surah Al-Ali Imran, Surah number 3, Ayah number 103, where Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And hold firmly to the rope of Allah all together and do not become divided. Subhanallah. We need to acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that we need to hold the rope of Allah. The Quran and the Sunnah is the rope of Allah. The Quran and the teachings of the Prophet is the rope of Allah. We always need to have this understanding that this is the rope of Allah to which we have to cling tightly. We need to firmly, you know, hold the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to ensure that we apply this in our lives by holding it tightly and do not become divided. Don't be divisive. Subhanallah, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He gives a command. Subhanallah, Allah says, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, meaning that do not become divided. You see, there is a difference between ikhtilaf and tafarruqah. You know, the ikhtilaf is a difference of opinion. Your own brother, your own sister, your own husband or wife or parents or, you know, anyone can hold the difference of opinion. But to have a division is something which is absolutely not acceptable in Islam. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, we need to apply this strongly in our lives. In this time and age that we are living, there are so many divisiveness that is going on. We need to ensure that we reconcile each other and hold fast to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cling to the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we may respectfully have the difference of opinion, but we will never divide ourselves. And this is the need of the hour that needs to be advocated, promoted and preached out to the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we should never ever become divided. Subhanallah, we should always hold ourselves to the rope of Allah, and always respectfully, we may have the difference of opinion, but we respect, we tolerate, we always show gentleness and kindness towards each other, and we treat each other better with respect. And that is the value of Islam, and that's how we are holding to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, the moment we become divided, we become weak. The moment we become weak, we will not have any value and recognition in the society. So the need of the time is, the advice comes from Allah Rabbul Izzah, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and hold firmly to the rope of Allah all together and do not become divided. This we need to acquire apply in our lives and advocate and preach it to others so that people also learn the importance of holding to the rope of Allah, and that's how we can avoid divisions in the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another advice comes from Suratul Ali Imran, Surah number 3, Ayah number 134, where Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says a beautiful ayah. Who spend in the cause of Allah during ease and hardship, and who restrain anger and pardon, and who pardon the people. Subhanallah, so many pieces of advice just in one ayah. We need to acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that we have to spend in the way of Allah in both during the time of ease and during the time of hardship. Subhanallah, the limits could be different in different times, but we need to ensure that we should not just, spend during the time of ease, but we need to also spend during the times of hardship. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us an advice. You know, subhanallah, when we actually apply this in our lives by paying or by spending that which we love the most during our ease and hardship, subhanallah, Allah will give us something which is far superior than what we could spend. And subhanallah, this is something which we also need to understand. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, and who restrain anger. Subhanallah, we know anger is the cause for so many conflicts and disputes and differences. Subhanallah, once we control anger, as the Prophet he advised to the Sahabi again and again, don't get angry. The losses, the consequences, the damages that happen post anger actions are absolutely detrimental, and this is something which is not worthy. Subhanallah. So we need to ensure that we control our anger. We need to manage our anger, and we need to see that the results of the anger are always, or most of the times, are negative. Subhanallah. And also, we need to ensure that my brothers and sisters, we pardon people. Forgive people. If they have faltered, if they have done something wrong, just forgive people. Subhanallah, when you forgive, Allah will forgive you. When you are kind to people, Allah will be kind to you. When you show mercy to the people, Allah will show mercy to the people, to you. Subhanallah, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He is saying, and who pardon the people. The people, they are blessed when they forgive others for the sake of Allah. In our lives, some or the other time, some or the other people might have wronged you, might have insulted or humiliated you, or done something unfair or unjust to you. Just forgive them for the sake of Allah, and you see the quality of your heart, the weight of your heart. It becomes so light, it becomes so calm and comfort, and you'll feel that you don't have any wrong or ill feeling for each other. And this is how we may prosper in our lives. So we need to advocate this as well. Subhanallah, once we apply, as we said, we need to advocate that we need to spend in ease and hardship. We need to advocate that we need to restrain anger. And we need to ensure that we advocate others as well, that, keep pardoning people, keep forgiving people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. Another advice comes from Suratul Ali Imran, Surah number 3, Ayah number 159, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying a very powerful ayah, where Allah Rabbul Izzah is indicating how the treatment of the Prophet towards the Sahaba is, and how our treatment also should be. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Allah Rabbul Izzah is saying, so by mercy from Allah, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you were lenient, you were kind with them, you were gentle with them. And if you had been rude in speech and harsh in heart, they would have disbanded from about you. So pardon them and ask forgiveness for them and consult them in the matter. And when you have decided, then rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, Allah loves those who rely upon Him. Subhanallah, my brothers and sisters, we need to acquire this understanding that we have to be merciful to people. We have to be soft and gentle towards people. And we always need to make our speech gentle, not rude. You will find that those people who have a rough tongue, who have a, you know, very harsh tongue and harsh heart, the people to around them will not be there for long. And on the opposite side, if you see people who are gentle, who are soft, who are kind and not rude in speech, there are so many people who get along with those kind of people, subhanallah. So we need to ensure that we are merciful to each other and lenient to and gentle towards each other in terms of our speech as well, in terms of our heart as well. Have soft corner, husnul dhun, the good feeling for your brothers and sisters, subhanallah. And we need to pardon people as mentioned in the earlier verse, ayah as well. And we need to ask Allah to forgive people as well. And we need to also ensure that we consult people. You know, there is a khair in the mashwara. In the consultation, there is always khair from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you need to ensure that you consult from those whom you think that are knowledgeable and wise. This is important for us to progress and grow in our lives. Also, Allah Rabbul Izzah is saying that when you have decided, then rely upon Allah. After you have done your due diligence, your own survey and importance that you have verified, then rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't get into doubts and depression upon your decision. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves those who rely upon Him. We need to apply this in our lives, my brothers and sisters. These are the formulas for success. These are the advices that help us to be able to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also these are the advices that will help people to get closer to you. You will become beloved to people as well when you are lenient and merciful towards them. When you are soft tongue, when you are not harsh in heart, when you basically pardon people and you ask Allah to forgive people, when you consult those who are knowledgeable and wise, and you actually take a decision and you are firm on it, and then you rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how we basically also advocate these beautiful advices from the Quran to others as well, so that they can also take benefit from it, and they can also become those among whom Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, and indeed Allah loves those who rely people. Allah indeed loves those who pardon others. Allah indeed loves those who are soft and kind and lenient towards each other, and those whose speech is not harsh. Another advice comes from Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, Ayah number 191, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Who remember Allah while standing or sitting or lying on their sides and give thought to the creation of the heavens and the earth, saying, Our Lord, You did not create this aimlessly. Exalted are You above such a thing. Then protect us from the punishment of the hellfire. My brothers and sisters, this beautiful advice that we need to acquire is that we need to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while standing and sitting and lying. Subhanallah, Allah Rabbul Izzah should be remembered in our lives, and we need to, Allah is inviting our attention to give a thought to the creation. Allah Rabbul Izzah is asking us to reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth. Subhanallah, one of the powerful ways of recognizing Allah Rabbul Izzah is by reflecting on the creation of the heavens and the earth. And Allah Rabbul Izzah is saying that He did not create this aimlessly. Everything has a purpose. Everything is so beautifully structured and has a function in itself. Subhanallah, we are asking Allah Rabbul Izzah to protect us from the punishment of the hellfire. My brothers and sisters, this we need to acquire as an understanding, apply it in our lives in a practical sense, and advocate it to others. Subhanallah, there are a lot of benefits that we can actually gain out of this by remembering Allah while we are sitting, while we are standing. So wherever we are, for example, we are driving for that matter, walking for that matter, traveling for that matter, whatever we're doing in terms of remembrance of Allah, we need to remember Allah while we are standing or sitting or lying on our sides, even on the beds. If we are relaxing, we can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, we need to make a point and practice this formula of reflecting on the creation of the heavens and the earth, and we would marvel, we would praise the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as how powerful creator He is. And also we understand it very clearly and advocated others to others as well, that nothing is created purposelessly. Everything has an aim, everything has a purpose, everything has a goal, everything has a meaning attached to it. Subhanallah, by acquiring this knowledge, applying it to in our lives and advocating it to others, we will be able to become those upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower His mercy. Another advice comes from Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, Ayah number 200, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu wattaqullah la'allakum tuflihun. O you who have believed, persevere and endure and remain stationed and fear Allah, be conscious of Allah, that you may become successful. Allah Rabbul Izzah is giving so many pieces of advice in this very ayah, where Allah Rabbul Izzah giving an attention to us as believers to persevere, to endure patience, and to remain on sabr. Subhanallah, we need to ensure that we also, be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we do all these things, once we persevere, when we endure, when we remain stationed, and when we are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the techniques or the tips for us to be successful in our lives. My beloved brothers and sisters, let us adopt, apply, act on these beautiful, advices of the Quran, and advocate it to others as well, so that together as a team, Ummah, we may prosper, we may grow, we may become among those whom Allah Rabbul Izzah will be pleased with in this very world, so that we may attain the success of this life and the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the wisdom, the help, the understanding of practicing on all these beautiful advices. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to advocate these beautiful advices from the Quran to the whole of humanity as well. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.